Hello, I'm Will Jones.
And I'm Jemima McVitie.
Welcome to The Stupid Opinion of Teenagers, the show where Jemima and I discuss on how to be a teenager and whatever else is on in the week.
So for you guys to learn more about teenagers, we will invite a special teenager guest or an adult with a teenager on to see how they are coping. And hopefully we will be finding out what happens to you, the listener, and all your tales of teenagers.
So grab some popcorn or tuck into bed and enjoy.
Welcome back to the Stupid Opinion of Teenagers podcast with me, Will Jones.
And me, Jemima McVitie.
Wow. What is it? Episode 3 of season 4.
Yes.
The second to last episode of the whole entire podcast.
It's ending. GCSEs next year. We had a long discussion. Very long. Very emotional. But it's ending.
We started in December 2023.
Three? Yeah, only that.
No.
Was it 22? What was it?
22.
22? And now we're in 24.
Yep.
We've grown up. If we were listening back to some old episodes the other night, and our voices.
Wow.
We sound like entirely different people. I mean, I'm really annoying. To that one lady, that one episode that said I had an annoying voice, I fully agree.
If you're still here watching,
yeah, I agree. I was upset at the time, but you know what? I was annoying. I'm glad my voice has deepened a bit.
Yeah. There was, of course, we had so many guests back in season one. It was a guest-filled season. We had Darcy. We had
Mike Mandillon. He wasn't a guest. He was a presenter.
Yeah. We had Alex Cluley. We had Josh Wood. We had... Oh, Charlie Pitter.
Was Henry Forrest?
No, he was season two. I think he was the only.
Yanika Curry?
Yanika Curry.
Thomas Crothers Little?
Yeah. That was probably it, I think.
Yeah, but a few of them came on a few times.
Yeah. Alex Cluley obviously stayed for a bit.
Yeah.
Yanika came on twice.
Did she? Yeah. I only remember the one where she talked about being a doctor.
Yeah, that was episode 4 of season 1, and then she also came back for episode 7, I think.
Oh, but wasn't there other people?
17. Yeah, that was with Tom and Alex as well.
17? Because we did 21 21 episodes, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
It was long. Long.
Now it's only, what is this? It's 4 episodes long this season, isn't it?
Yeah.
Season 3 was...
It was like
nine, because we ended on the Christmas special, didn't we?
Yeah. Oh.
No. I don't know. I kind of just got distracted. Sorry.
Oh, are you still recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are we?
We're still in.
Anyway, right, here we go. Let's get started. How has your week been? Or how has your few weeks been?
It's been good. Obviously, we're on some holiday now.
Yeah.
Very relaxing. Mostly chilling, you know, start of the holiday, kind of getting into the rhythm of things. I did go away for a few days for my nanny's 80th birthday.
That's good. Was it good?
Yeah. I went to the New Forest. I don't know if that, you know where that is.
Never heard of it. No,
I hadn't beforehand as well. It's like 2 hours away from here. It's pretty nice. Stayed in a nice hotel. Very nice. Just family, you know. Good to see everyone.
Yeah, that's good.
And then the other day, actually... My dad took me and my brother to this theme park because my mum was away. My mum doesn't want to go to them, so we went. Here's a story for you.
Oh, here we go.
My brother forced me, you know, on those rocking boats, like those rocking boat rides that go like backwards, really high, and then forwards.
Oh, yeah.
My brother forced me onto one and to sit at the end, at the back, so I went up the highest.
Oh, bloody hell.
I was absolutely...
terrified.
Yeah, I was, yeah. And I was next to this. Also, I was next to this teenage boy next to me.
Oh yeah.
And so I was like, oh gosh, here we go.
Yeah.
My brother here, me here, him there. Yeah. Some of his mum or something. I don't know, there. Yeah. About the same age as me. So I was like, oh gosh, great start. Mm. Sit down, and I'm like, okay, are we fine? It was not fine.
No.
It was absolutely not fine. I was hugging onto my brother for dear life.
Wow.
Screaming. My dad said it only lasted about 2 minutes. It felt like 2 hours. It didn't end.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But the rest of the rides were good.
Good. That's what matters, I guess.
Yeah, but traumatized forever.
I actually had a similar experience.
Oh, really?
It wasn't a theme park, but it was a party with a few people, and it's like when you're towed onto a back of a boat and you're like a
yes, I know. Was it like the rubber ones at the back or like a full on?
Right, so there was three stages. There was little rubber dinghies. It's just one person.
Oh my gosh, thingy, that's horrid.
I went in that one as well. I went in all of them, actually. There was a four-person one when you hang on with your hands.
No!
And there's another one where you can kind of sit down and chill.
Okay, I feel like that one would be nice.
That one was good. The one when you're hanging on, it didn't work. I was hanging on, and then I slipped off. And at one point, it was going rapid speeds, and I was holding on to someone, and trying to pull them off, or trying to pull myself back on.
That is horrid.
And I fell in the end.
Were you high or were you kind of like skimming the water?
What do you mean?
Like, so were you holding on? Was it like the boat was up and you were going down? Oh, sorry, I'm not really explaining.
So
this
it's just on the lake. Yeah.
So you were just like there, and the water was running under your feet. Yeah. And that's horrid.
And then I could feel it. It was quite nice, actually. It was like.
But it was fast.
You know, yeah, it was fast. You know when like fishes bite your toes.
I mean, I've never had the experience, but I know people do that. Yes.
Yeah. That is. It was quite like that. It was quite nice. Right. I also went paintballing for another party.
Oh. Doesn't that hurt?
It hurt. Yeah. Whew! What else did I? Well, where did I get hit? I got hit in the knee, the elbow. That hurt a lot. That hurt. The stomach, which is okay because you got a lot of padding there. I think that was it. It was good. It was really good. Rolling around a bit. I got a few people. So it was quite fun paintballing.
Were you good?
No.
No.
Well, I was just probably a mediocre.
Okay, that's a good place to be.
If you've got a scoreboard, I'm just in the middle.
In the middle, yeah.
But there was a few of my friends who were quite good, but they were on the other team, so. There was some really cool maps. There was like Capture the Flag.
Oh, yeah.
And that sort of stuff. You could like take a bridge around to a different section.
All right. Cool.
And yeah, it was quite cool. But I was camping at the back. I wasn't someone who would want to get involved in the old.
You weren't one of the confrontational. Oh,
no. Not me. Not me.
Not you.
Hang on. Let me just pick.
Down he goes, trying to get his notebook.
Right. Binge worthy shows.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know we were going to talk about this.
No, binge-worthy shows. What would you say are some binge-worthy shows?
I automatically know you're going to disagree with me on this one, because I think we've talked about it before and you said you don't like it. Young Sheldon.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
It's so good. So good. That and Heartstopper. Don't know.
Oh,
you
you've
know
said
that
we did this. This is where I got the idea from. We did it ages ago, and you're saying the same shows.
I'll say some ones I've watched recently. Okay, give me a second to think.
Good.
Put me on the spot here. You won't have heard this, I don't reckon. My Life with the Walter Boys.
Never heard of that.
No, didn't think you would have. There's this new one my auntie recommended me the other day that I watched. It was was all right.
What is it?
Geek Girl. Yeah, I know. It was
Geek Girl.
Yeah, some fashion London thing. It was all right. Hmm. I wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I won't be checking any of them out, but maybe some of the people will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're my recommendations. What about you?
Death in Paradise. Now, that's a good
show. Never watched that.
It's a good show. It's if you don't know, it's like a murder mystery kind of thing in the Caribbean islands.
Oh.
And it's really good. It's funny. It's not too scary if you don't like scary stuff. But also, if you do like scary stuff, yeah, there's a bit of blood and gore, but, you know, it's not too bad. That's what I'm watching at the moment. We were watching something before. I mean, this doesn't really count as a show, but Dragon's Den. Is quite good.
I love Dragon's Den.
Yes,
yeah,
that's quite
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, you like to see how they fail and the critiques. But if one makes it, I always look it up.
Yeah, me too.
And see like, ooh, who's...
Yeah, one
how
time...
How are they doing now?
One time, I was watching it and I actually had the product. And I didn't know it was from there. Yeah, and I was like, oh. Wow. It was a good moment.
That is cool. I want to just say the basics. Modern Family.
You like Modern Family? It's yes.
It's a good show. It is a good show. I'm not gonna like take my answer back, but
yes, there's a. I can't really get gripped into it personally, but I see why you like it.
Really? You can't get gripped into it?
Yeah, I don't know. I've tried it a few times and I'm just like, I don't really like the characters. There's no one I'm really like...
Phil Dunphy! How don't you love Phil Dunphy, man?
I'm sorry.
He's awesome. He's so wacky. Oh. Probably that's it then. Yeah. Probably all my shows. But Death in Paradise, definitely watch it.
Okay.
It's worth watching. I'm watching at the moment.
All right, we'll do that.
There's about 13 series.
I thought you were going to say Brooklyn Nine-Nine. You used to love that.
Yeah, I do like it, but don't watch it more than once.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. It gets a bit repetitive.
Mm.
Have you ever heard of a show called Ancient Aliens?
No.
It's on Sky.
All right.
Yeah. But... aliens, talking about aliens, our topic today, what is our opinion?
Are aliens real?
Yeah.
There we go.
That's the one.
Sorry, everyone, we recorded that about 8 times, but we're just going to go with that one.
Yeah. Are aliens real?
Are they?
Aren't they?
I don't know what you're going to say, obviously, we never do, but I'm going to go yes, but we don't know it.
Okay. I'm going to say, yes, they do exist, but they exist 110% sure, and we know it.
We know it?
Yeah.
And they're like, what, like government are keeping it a secret or something?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. That's my theory. Do you want to know why?
Oh, go on.
Here we go. So, of course, that Ancient Alien show.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure... this was ages ago, but I sat down and watched a 2-hour documentary about aliens and why they're real. And this man and these historians were trying to convince this man. And by the end, he was convinced they were real. So there's so much. Think of the Aztecs and the Egyptians. They have these kind of like spacecrafts in some of their works, and worshipping these gods with weird shaped body parts.
Oh, yeah.
Coming down from the heavens, in speech marks, coming down in ships, aliens. It's in their work. It's shown.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Also, you know that balloon fiasco, that Roosevelt, or maybe I'm thinking of the president. But you know the alien ship
about.
That crashed, but yes. They tried to cover it up and saying it was like a test balloon or something, a weather balloon.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that. And there've been like leaked pictures of an alien they found and hidden away.
Yes, because there was a similar thing to that rather recently, actually, all over the news. It was like, they said it was sent like by some other country to spy on us. They said like there was this like ship, like someone had spotted it. It was like a... kind of, it looks a bit like a UFO.
Yeah.
It wasn't exactly what we in picture, but it was not going to be, is it?
No.
And someone was like, put it all over social media, like, what's this? And like, loads of people did look into it. It wasn't made by AI. It was a genuine picture. And then the news came out, like BBC and everyone, and they were like, after some research, we have concluded that this is another country spying on us. And that's all. They never talked about it again. It went completely quiet.
See, this is what I mean. The government are trying to close things up in all countries, especially America, let's say.
Yes.
They're trying to cover it up. Aliens, it's got to be real. Come, there's so much proof. If you look behind the puddings, I have a book, it's somewhere. We talked about this ages ago, but it's got so much proof as well. It's old, but it's goddamn so precise about these Aztecs and who they worshipped and stuff. Why originally, though, did you say it's hidden? Like, well, no, we don't know about it.
Well, there was this... I can't remember exactly what planet on. I think it was Mars.
Right.
I think. back in, like... oh, I don't know the exact... like, 2018? 17 or something?
Yeah.
And there was this whole thing that they'd found life on Mars. This whole entire thing.
Yeah.
And then it just stopped. It just stopped. And so I'm like, I think that maybe they thought they'd found something. They were wrong.
Yeah.
And now they're too scared to get it wrong again. I'm not quite sure. I definitely think it's either one of... They're definitely real. There's no questioning that.
There's life out there.
Come on. It's the entire solar system. There's going to be something, isn't there? It's massive.
Yeah.
We can't even get out to half of it. There could be another Earth somewhere else. And they're talking about us like we're aliens. Like, we don't know.
Exactly.
There's they definitely exist. It's just whether people know it and they're hiding it from us. Don't know why they would, but there would probably be a good reason.
To stop scare. Stop panic. Yeah, that's why I still think the megalodon shark is real. You know that massive shark?
You always used to talk about this.
It's got to be real, but they're just hiding it.
I thought it was extinct.
That's the theory, but I think it's really deep down, hiding. It's adapted to a new environment. It looks completely different now, and it's hidden. And they're trying to hide it away from us as well. Just like aliens.
So that, like, the government know?
Yeah, the government or the scientists, everyone, they know.
They know. They're just...
They're just hiding it from the people to stop panic, to stop scare.
We're on to you, Sunak. Oh, it's not Sunak anymore, is it? It's Keir Starmer.
Yeah, that
gosh, fucking... I actually forgot about that. It just changed.
Yeah, it's such an irrelevant of that election. I'm more interested in the American one at the moment.
Yeah, oh gosh.
Yeah, Biden stepping down.
Yeah, it's that lady now.
Yeah, I'm quite excited to see what she's got.
There was that whole shooting. That was
lucky. Wow. He's lucky.
He's lucky. He's not dead.
I don't want to be rude here. These shooters are dreadful.
Yeah.
I've heard there was a hit woman who came from America to England and tried to shoot a person, but her gun got jammed. How useless are they? It just it makes me.
Yeah, but it's good they're useless.
It's good, yeah, but bloody hell, dreadful! How do you hit his ear?
No, because it's the people that are doing this are all thickos. Like, they think they can have a gun. Like, you should not be shooting people. Are you stupid?
Exactly.
Anyway, they're all absolute thicko, psycho idiots. Mm. So they probably don't even know how to pull the trigger without forgetting how to do it.
Yeah. Stupid country. No offense. No offense.
We ventured away from aliens.
Yeah. Anyway.
We agree for once.
We do agree.
So there's no points needed.
Like, not really. I mean.
I think you've brought more evidence.
Yeah. They're out there. I can see. You see that black thing?
No.
Yeah.
What, the bird? The crow?
Alien spy. Ooh. Do you know, mushrooms are actually space penises? Do you know? No, it's true.
Sorry, what?
From Jeremy Clarkson's TV show.
Clarkson's Farm?
Yeah, Clarkson's Farm. It's good. That's another binge-worthy show.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. The mushroom fella says that...
Yeah, I know, yeah.
The mushrooms are like space genitalia. So they like, they're from space, but they're like reproducing... They're space penises. They're space body parts.
So why are they on Earth?
I don't know. It's like some bacteria, but I think like something on them that transfers. Ooh. And then they come here and then... I don't know. I haven't read about it, but apparently they are...
Oh, lovely. what a fact.
I guess you could say they're aliens. I mean, maybe.
Oh, we've proved it. We've proved it.
We don't know. They're not everyone knows that they're space out there.
Yeah.
So they're still aliens. What does alien actually mean? Does it mean like an identified creature?
Exactly, because most people, when you say alien, we all picture this like green little antennae man,
like Mike Kwelski from
literally.
Yeah.
But like that's not what they're going to look like. An alien to me is just the definition of a living thing that's not on Earth.
Exactly, and when you say that, you go like, oh yeah, 100%. Everyone, pretty much everyone in the world's going to say, yeah, there's something out there. But my point is, I'm trying to say there are. Green.
Oh, you think they're those little men?
Yeah. Of course, there's like little like fungi or little bits and bobs floating around. But I actually think there's proper
like human like things.
Yeah, there's.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm not sure if they're green with antennae, but
okay. from the producer here. What is the meaning of the name alien? Noun, a creature from outer space, extraterrestrial.
Yeah.
I really think there's like a civilization.
I agree with that. Yeah, there's definitely.
And I think they've been here.
Oh.
But 100% going back to the Egyptians.
Yeah.
100%. They think they've been here. They've gone now. It's just a matter of time before another race comes here and takes us out. Blows us up.
What if, okay, this is a theory. This isn't right at all, but I'm just going to point out that. What if the cavemen were actually from another planet? Okay, hear me out. You've got to stick with me here.
I'm listening.
Because they went extinct, right? The cavemen and then other people came along. Well, evolved.
Evolved, yeah.
Yeah, I said the wrong word. Yeah. So, okay, what if the first caveman, he was like, because there was obviously like, yeah, anyway. He's come down and he's like, come from a different planet. And so what if we're actually the aliens? We are aliens and we don't know it.
I'm starting to smell that plant a bit more now. Sorry, I just wanted to get the whiff.
Explain.
The dog pissed on the flower.
Yeah.
Flower Gertrude.
And Matt was put it on the shelf right next to us.
It looks nice, but it I had to put some aftershave on it to keep it smelling nice.
Gonna kill it, you idiot.
No.
Are you stupid?
It's not gonna kill it. It's
what
not
aftershave gonna... did you put on it then? Come on.
Black thorn thistle or something like that.
Oh, at least it's to do with plants.
Yeah. It's from there. So, where were we?
Aliens. We keep getting sidetracked.
What were we talking about, aliens?
Cavemen.
Well, they definitely...
No, I reckon that's not
No,
right.
Because that's just completely... That's like going against the whole Bible.
No, exactly. So it's just not right.
No, it's not right. Yeah, I mean, I think we've really covered the alien section. I mean,
we agree. We never agree on anything. We've actually agreed.
I think, like I said, it's a matter of time before we get wiped out by aliens, or obviously natural disaster. I mean, that massive volcano still needs to erupt. Pandemics.
Yeah, because COVID hit hard.
COVID hit hard, and of course, nuclear wars.
Gosh, yeah, don't.
Iran. Getting their nuclear bomb.
Are they?
I think so, yeah.
Gosh, that's horrid.
Yeah. I mean, that's what scares me the most. Probably.
Yeah, me too. Aliens, I could deal with that.
You know what? They all scare me.
Yeah. That noise is creeping me out now. That noise is I'm done.
Yeah, let's end the debate there.
Yeah. Hey everyone, sorry that got quite so deep. We're back into the comedy section. I've asked all to step outside, which is why you can't hear any laughing at me in the background like you usually can. Because I'm going to ask him a question when he comes back in. And the other night, he was telling me about New York and how everyone and he would only go to New York to look at lampposts. I don't know what he was on about, but I want to see if he was like, what was going on, and if like he has the same answer now. So I'm gonna get him back in. I'm gonna see what he says, but get ready for lampposts. Welcome back, Mr. Jones.
Hello.
Right, what? I've got a question for you. Yeah, very official, this is. You're back from outside the room. You've been summoned back in.
I'm in.
I've got a question. If you were going to New York,
don't forget to say,
why would you go?
Why would I go?
Yeah. There is a correct answer.
I wouldn't go.
But if you were to... Why do people go to New York, in your opinion?
Why do people go to New York?
Yeah.
Well, because it's not a country, but it's a city full of culture, full of ethnic background. Give my honest opinion here.
That's not what you said to me the other day.
I would go to New York. What?
You told me people go to New York for the lampposts.
For the lamp... Oh, my God, I remember saying this.
Yeah, you remember saying this?
For the lamp... I mean... Yeah, people do go for the lamppost. It's a reason. It's a partial reason.
Really?
Yeah, some lampposts a bendy. I can that is really strong. I can smell that from here. They go for the bendy ones. They go for the straight ones. They go for the double lamped ones.
All right.
Mm. They can go for the ones which with the graffiti on it. They can go for the ones with the signs on, giving you directions like Chinatown, Lower Chinatown. Ooh. Upper Chinatown.
Ooh.
So, yeah, people do go for the lamppost. But of course, they also go for the street rats, the pizza, the pies. They go for the unique smells, the Ooh. Dodgy men at the back probably don't go for that.
Yeah.
But they go for, I mean, Harlem. Look how... Yeah, you smell it. Yeah.
It's coming through.
They go for, of course, the culture of Harlem is black history is strong there. They also go to Wall Street.
Wall Street crash and all that.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry if you can hear a truck in the background. A tractor or whatever it is.
So, yeah, that is my opinion. I definitely, yeah, not many people do go for the lamppost. I was probably...
Bit drunk.
No, yeah. well, I mean, probably. I mean, if you ever know. Drunk on excitement for August the 1st.
Yes. Yes. If you know, you know, everyone.
If you know, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
Very good.
Okay.
All right, so I've got another question for you. It's like an interview, this, isn't it?
Mm.
I saw this on another podcast, actually. This
really?
Is where I got the inspiration from. So
right.
I saw another podcast, this question. And this one of them hosts asked the other host. So I was like, okay, see what Will says. Okay. Mm. I might not explain this very well, so tell me if you need to, I need to do it re... Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could know one let me restart. If you could know one statistic before you die, what would it be? E.g., how many times you've played football, or how many times you've been in the same background of someone's picture. So you could know anything about your entire life, how many times you've gone to the toilet, how many times, anything.
Oh.
Anything like that. What statistic would you want?
I've just thought of one.
Okay.
No, I'm not asking that.
No.
Statistic.
See, it's hard to say. Statistic.
Mm. Statistic. Okay. No, because you already get that on the PlayStation. No. Never mind. Sorry. How many times have I said the word the?
Yeah.
Just or any little word that you use pretty much every day.
Like and or
and yeah, just how many times have I said that? I don't know. It would be
a lot.
It would be wow. That
yeah, really crazy. Yeah. I'd like to know how many times I've said the word like. I say like a lot.
Like
this. Like
yeah.
Like.
How many times have I sworn at FIFA? Oh my god.
Ooh, probably a lot.
recently, to be fair, not too often, but. Oh, God, about a year or two ago, those FIFA games were bad. They were butt cheeks.
Oh, God.
Jeez. So, yeah, probably that.
What about, like, how many people you've met?
How many people I've met? Well, I guess so, yeah. What do you mean, like, I had a conversation with them?
Yeah.
I would remember that, wouldn't I?
There's some people, I guarantee there's some people that you would have passed in the street and been like, they would have just said hi and you would have said morning back or something. You would have forgotten about them. There's probably loads.
I remember
loads.
That fella. No, I
yeah, because you're going to remember the ones you remember, but there's probably loads. Do you know what weirds me out? We will never know what we've forgotten. Like, there could be so much about my life I've just forgotten and I'll never know because I've forgotten it.
Yeah.
It really weirds me out. Hello?
No, that's weird, though.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Don't forget. Don't get, what is it? Dementia and
All time.
Yeah, the one that sounds like the... Actually, I probably can't say that.
Yeah, you probably can't. I don't know what you're going to say, but by your face, don't say it. Sorry if I pronounced that wrong.
Okay. Yeah. So, that's weird. I did have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what? I'm not going to ask it. Because
what?
It is weird.
Now,
I mean,
Come on, it's the second to last podcast. We've got to get it in.
You can ask it, not me. Thank you very much.
Well, I don't know what it is, so I can't ask it.
No.
Well, because the producer's in here.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. She can leave.
We're not doing this. We're not doing this.
I want to know what it is.
Sorry, people. We're not doing this.
If you want to know what it is, send us a DM and I'll force him to say it in the last episode. If the people want it, the people want it.
If the people want it, the people want it.
I want it. Ugh.
I don't want it.
You can't leave me on edge like this.
I'm going to have to leave you on edge. We're going to do a quiz now. That wasn't my idea.
No, that's not how I thought you were going to execute it. I didn't actually think you were going to do it. That was great. We're doing a quiz.
We're doing a quiz.
We've got one of our producers here to read us some questions.
Speak into the mic and ask a question. Do not show the answers, okay?
I'm trying not to.
This is really weird. I can't see.
There's nothing really... In what country were the first potatoes fried and served as French fries?
France.
No.
Oh. I have to use... Oh, Britain. England.
Oh. America.
What?
So I'll give you the options. America, France, Belgium, or Germany?
Germany.
Belgium.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You only knew that.
One point, baby!
That does not count.
Yes, it does.
I can't see your face, but if I could, I'd be fuming
it
at
it. Does. Yeah.
Cheat.
What?
Come on.
Okay.
Right, can someone write down what the scores are? Because we're all going to forget, and I want to know who wins.
Oh, I don't have a 1-0. Hang on.
1-0. 1-0 to me. 1-0 to me.
Pen.
No, I'm not a bloody magician.
I'm sorry. Okay,
where are you going? You're supposed to be asking the questions.
Right, we're just gonna have to remember the points.
Okay. What animated character says "What's up, Doc"?
Doc McStuffins.
What's up, Doc?
Mickey Mouse.
No,
Daffy Duck.
What?
Donald Duck or Bugs Bunny?
Mickey Mouse. How is that not right?
What were the options?
Bugs Bunny! I know that's right. I know it's right.
Yeah, I was going to say that until you interrupted.
What's up, Doc?
Okay. Will, what is the longest...
You can give us a multiple choice before we answer this time.
What is the longest running TV show? A, The Simpsons. B, Friends. C, Seinfeld. Or D, Grey's Anatomy.
Simpsons. Said it first.
You said it correctly.
That's because I'm stressed out that he's winning.
Okay.
Ow.
What is the capital of New Zealand? Auckland?
New Zealand. New Zealand's the capital of New Zealand. Doesn't have a capital.
Christchurch. Wellington or Hamilton?
And what?
Hamilton. Just because it's...
The first one.
The first one? No.
I swear New Zealand is the capital of New Zealand.
I swear, yeah.
Apparently not.
Right, I'm Googling it. Hang on. Do the next question. Read it out.
Who was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize? Madame Curie, Alice Merno, Mala Yuvasserti, or Rosalind Franklin?
Madame Curie.
Yep, was
that right?
Okay.
What? 4-0.
Well, okay. What am I googling? What is the capital of? I swear it's New Zealand.
It
is. Because I swear that's the whole thing. Wellington, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Absolute rip off.
Okay. Who painted the Sistine Chapel? Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo.
Michelangelo.
Yeah.
5-0,
you
man.
Got to wait.
5-0, man.
All of the answers. Okay?
I cannot see the answers. I promise you. 5-0. I know all of this. It's just brain.
Yeah, it's because there's no way he's got this general knowledge.
It's just brain, man.
Right, come on, Evie.
What vegetable is known to help you see in the dark?
Carrot.
Hey, get those answers away from her, you freaking cheat.
I swear, man. I did not see the answers. Everyone knows
that. Okay.
But they're not going to be able to hear.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, I'll close my eyes. Who is the father known... Wait. Who is... was known as the father of the Great Pyramid of Giza?
Come on. Multiple choice.
Yeah, come on. We're not geniuses.
Italy, India, Egypt, or Greece?
Egypt. Egypt.
Are you going to reply to
that? It's Egypt.
It's Egypt. Obviously. Yeah. Aha, too good.
Okay.
5-2.
What is the smallest bone in the human body called?
Femur.
No.
No?
Oh, it's in the ear. It's in the ear. It's in the ear. I know that.
Hyoid bone, stapes, metatarsal bone, or ulna?
The last one.
Second to last one.
Knee review correct.
Let's skip that one then.
Yeah, okay. Too boring.
How am I supposed to get that?
I don't know.
It's in the air. I know that.
It was the stands thing. Who created the character Sherlock Holmes? Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, Charles Dickens, or Arthur Conan Doyle?
Arthur.
Yeah,
6-2.
I hate you. I swear it's 6-3.
6-2, no.
6-2.
He's running away with this one, Derek.
Which mammal has no vocal cords? Gorillas, giraffes, elephants, or dolphins?
Dolphins.
Giraffe.
Ah!
7-2.
This is ridiculous.
Come on, Matt! Come on!
Okay.
Smash it up.
You're definitely reading the answers over her shoulder.
Okay, let's see. What?
I can't. Okay.
How did the frisbee get its name? A, from a frisbee baking company.
Stop shouting, bloody hell.
B, the inventor's name was Frisbee. C, it feel like a bird called Frisbee. D, random generation.
Random generation.
No.
A bird thing.
Oh, okay.
There is the inventor's name was Frisbee.
I thought it was too generic.
From yeah, that's
Frisbee
what I thought.
Baking company.
Okay.
It was baking company.
Cool.
What a stupid question.
What is the most common letter in the English language?
E.
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 Yeah. E. It is E. I remember doing that.
In computer science.
Yeah.
Why did we do that?
Right, there's two more. Jemima can't win. It's impossible.
Oh, that's
we're not doing golden goal.
Okay. What does the J stand for in Donald J. Trump? James, Jack, John, or Joseph?
John.
John's right.
Yeah.
John. Donald John Trump.
It's quite funny. We were talking about him earlier. Yeah.
John Trump.
Poor guy.
I think. Get this one.
Last one.
In the Pac-Man video game, what is the name of the pink go? Blinky, Pinky, Inky, Slide.
Inky.
It's Inky.
Inky.
No.
I swear.
Slide.
No.
Pinky.
I've never played this.
Oh, Pinky. That was I thought that was a bit too obvious.
Okay, thank you, Evie.
Thank you. You won.
7-2, was it?
No. 7-3 minimum. Because I got Pinky just then.
You already guessed, though. You guessed.
Yeah, I got 3, though.
What if that's the case? Then you shouldn't have got 7 points.
Well, yeah.
I got John. Okay. It's 4.
No, 7-3. 7-4.
7-4.
Because she...
7-4.
No. 7-3. Yeah. 7-4. Because you already said...
On the first one.
No.
We'd ruled every single one out.
Yeah, but that was just a... You could have got that, but you didn't.
7-4.
7-3.
Good game for 7-4. Well done.
7-3. I'm not shaking your hand about 7-3.
Well, guess what? I'm going to shake hands on it
then.
Fair
enough. 7-4. You're only saying that because she's a girl and you're just going to back her up here like you do every time.
If I said 7-3, it would be because you're my brother, though.
No, you don't like me. That's the thing. There's a difference.
No, I do.
Oh, stop.
That doesn't count. Doesn't count.
Honestly.
7-3.
7-4.
We're ending it at that. By the way, guys, she gave up. It is 7-3. My win. Thank you all for listening. That's the end of today's episode.
Check out our other episodes and Instagram page at @the_stupid_opinion_of_teenager.
If you guys want to message us or submit a listener story, DM us.
Or if you don't have Instagram, you can email us at stupidopinion@stupidopinionpod.uk.
See you next time, y'all.